Hey guys, welcome back to 5-0-100-nothing.com. I am Fugit, and that stands for the fittest underdog guru using intelligent tactics. And today, guys, I want to talk to you about content, okay? Now, if you're someone who is looking to make their living either with a YouTube channel, write books, write music, you know, be a star, be a filmmaker, you know, playwright, whatever it is, right? You know, a lot of times people have the question, you know, they start with content, whether it's their channel or what have you, right? And sometimes they hit like a little block with their creativity. And you'll hear some of the gurus out there that'll tell you that the answer is to document and not necessarily worry about creating. You know, thinking of the next great idea or saying something really witty, but just to simply document your journey, you know, document your day, document whatever's on your mind and just kind of, you know, shooting from the hip. The thing is, I think when I think about when I'm looking for entertainment or infotainment, I'm a fan of both. You know, there's some that do it better than others. And I think that the biggest thing is, for the end user, if it's bringing value to them, you know, whether they're being entertained or informed, giving them information they want, or just making them laugh, making them smile, you know, but provoking emotion, you know, doing something. And only you have the answer to that. And if you don't have the answer and you're kind of in the paralysis from analysis, then do both, you know, do both. And, you know, see what sticks. They say what you throw, you know, shit against the wall and you see what sticks. Okay. Sometimes it's as simple as that. You know, it's a numbers game and you continue to do it and see what, you know, what sticks. And so what does stick mean? Stick could mean either you find a groove in it and you like to do it, or it just is like what gets a lot of views. I think when you're being true to yourself and you're thinking about, you know, what do you do in your everyday life that makes people laugh? Or what do you do? Do you bring a lot of value? Are you like very well informed on a topic or a subject or in your career? A lot of times I'll talk about fitness on this channel because it's how I've made my living for over 2 decades now. So, you know, that's stuff that I've done every day, you know, for over 20 years now. So I can speak to that with confidence and with, you know, professionalism. So, you know, a lot of times I'll do that. But there's times where I like to have some fun too. And so I'll document something goofy I'm doing, or I'll have my son on, or I'll play a character like Fugit. I'll do things like that. But, you know, I like to have a variety personally with the things I do. So I don't mind coloring outside the lines and taking some risks. And, you know, some pay off and some I go, oh, wish I could take that one back. But, you know, do you, and, you know, figure it out. You know, if you like to create and you've got a lot to say and there seems to be an audience for that and it's unique, great, stay with that. And if you don't and you're still trying to find your voice, sometimes you'll find it just by documenting, you know, document your day. You know, if you're going on a rant about something, just turn the camera on. You know, film yourself or, you know, act like it's a, if you don't want to talk to the camera, act like it's a fly in the room, just turn it on and do your thing. There's a lot of ways to do it, but nobody can really tell you how to do it. And if somebody thinks they has all, if somebody says to you that they have all the answers, they're probably trying to sell you a program. And you don't necessarily need to do that. You know, you just need to understand yourself, you know, do some self-exploration, understand and increase your self-awareness and learn to be comfortable in your own skin. And that's all I got for you guys. All right. Like, share, subscribe. Hope that helps. And I'll talk to you soon.